Joined on the pregame show now by Beaver head coach Brent Bolte. And coach, it's kind of a situation where you were holding your own there in the first half. Mavericks were able to score a late touchdown, and then it was kind of Katie bar the door. Their offense really started rolling.
Yeah, I think there was a few things in the first half, like you said, and you know, the game started out really well. In fact, honestly, they missed a call. We scored on the first drive and should have been a touchdown and ended up getting three, and it was kind of, you know, we're hanging in there, and we had a chance. Al overshot one of our receivers. I think it was Landon on a post, which very easily could have been a score, and we could have been winning at that point midway through the second quarter. And then we kind of were hanging our own, and they were moving the ball. And then, yeah, they made a nice drive before half. We had three first downs. Our third down converted against us and got that one. And then, you know, scored in the second half right away. And then we had the 3 minute or 4 minute period where they hit a big play. And then we had the issue, the kicking into the wind, which was a really tough play the way it ended up playing out. And things got away from us there in the midway through the third.
Yeah, you mentioned three little things there: a missed call by an official, a slightly overthrown pass, and then a kickoff that gets up in the wind and just gets away from your returner. And when you play the number one team in the nation, three things like that need to go your way if you're going to win.
Right, and you look at it even more. I mean, they're certainly the better team yesterday or on Saturday, so they're deserving of what they are able to do. And you know, offensively, probably the best offense that we faced in quite some time. They do a nice job, so they should have a good run in the playoffs for here towards the end of the season as well.
We were talking about Gunn and his runs. He didn't have any huge runs, but every time he got the ball, it was 4, 5, 6, 8. Every time he went forward, he seemed to never get trapped in the backfield. He always found a way to gain yards, and that's the mark of a very good running back.
Yeah, he did exactly what you said. He was falling forward. He ran through, you know, for tough yards after contact. And it's not like our kids are scared to go slamming up in there, but he's a big human, and he runs hard. And their O-line did a really nice job. They probably impressed me more than I maybe even gave them credit for throughout the week. I thought maybe they were, I shouldn't say a weak point because they're not, but maybe just a little bit behind earlier in the year. But they played well against us and handled us up front too, where we just couldn't get off some plays. And then we just had so many opportunities to make plays at the line of scrimmage where, like you said, end up being contacted to end up being a 4 yard gain, and we were behind the chains. And then we were absolutely terrible on third downs, which we have been really good up until the last week or so, and they just found a way to grind it out, and that led to a lot of extra possession time for them and a lot of plays. So that's what hurt us.
And their two quarterback system, they seem to really be devoted to it. One series it'd be Schlichty, and the next series it'd be Ikawa, pretty much no matter what happened. And that's got to be difficult to prepare for.
It is. I mean, Ikawa was probably a little bit better runner, and not taking anything away from Schlichty, he's a really fantastic player too. So they utilize those two. They probably have two all-conference quarterbacks in their system. So I guess for us it's something to take note of too, because I think we'll have some of the same issues going in, maybe not this year, but next year we'll have three guys with a lot of playing experience coming back, and we'll have to find a way to, so like anything, everybody wants to have the ball in their hands, and they've done a nice job getting those guys and then also coaching them up to play at a high level. So they've done a really good job at the quarterback spot.
A couple of bright points, at least individually for your team. Bishinsky had 15 tackles on defense. Ogden had that really nice touchdown run. So it's not all bad coming out of that week.
No, I mean, if you could legitimately just get rid of the third quarter, you'd be like, okay, we played with them, and that's the problem against an explosive offense and just a good overall team. You know, it was 20 to 6 at half, and you know, you're down two scores, but you felt like it was closer than that at times. And then, you know, played fairly even with them, and obviously they had some backups in the fourth. But no, I mean, I don't think the score is indicative how close. I mean, we're not that far off of them, but yeah, they've separated themselves probably from the NSIC a little bit. They're certainly the best team that we've played.
Coming up today, St. Cloud State on the road, but Coach Bolte will join us a little bit later on to talk about the Huskies on the Beaver Radio Network. Coach Brent Bolte joins us again on the pregame show. And Coach, you come in today on the road, your last road trip of the season at St. Cloud against the Huskies. What are you looking for from them today?
You know, they're playing really well. They end up getting regionally ranked this week. They're ninth. They've just been, honestly, been in a lot of close games. They found a way to win. And when you get that, you got a lot of confidence on, no matter what the scenario is, that they feel like they're going to come out on top. And the last 2 weeks, they played really well. They went down to Sioux Falls, which was a big win for them after I thought Sioux Falls would probably be a little angry after our game, and we were able to beat them 30-27. And they handled their business really well against Upper Iowa last week. This is a close game at half and then pulled away in the second half. So you're going to see just a balanced team. They're going to run the ball, trying to control it. Their quarterback's been playing pretty well. And defensively, they've just been solid all year long, stopping the run. And just there's not a glaring weakness of their team. They're good on special teams. And they just, like I said, they just seemingly feed off each other. And if one group's not having a great day, you know, especially early in the year, I think their defense carried them. And then their offense has been playing really well. And they're extremely young. So I give credit to their staff and their players for sticking with it and believing it because, I mean, they've been in so many close games. The season could have went either way. And now they're playing really well, one of the hotter teams in the NSIC.
And as far as your Beaver Club, what do you need to do well today?
Oh, we're going to get back to the basics. We need to, number one, just take a deep breath and go back and have fun playing football. I think our kids maybe put a lot of pressure on themselves last week. They knew it was a little bit of a sink or swim if we didn't, you know, knock off Mankato. The playoffs were certainly more than likely out of contention or out of reach now. But you know what? We play better when we just take a deep breath and go fly around. And I think our kids, you know, certainly are going to get back to that. We're going to prep that way all week for practice as well. And the kids have been flying around. So we need to just go back. And it's weird to say, but just go play the game and have fun. And that's what we need to do.
You mentioned the St. Cloud coaching staff. Coach Underwood's been there. I think this is, what, his 11th season. He's been to three NCAA playoff runs. So the coaching staff there is very solid.
You know, Scott's done a really good job. And before he became the head coach there, he was, you know, an assistant coach there as well. So Scott's been doing a great job as their D coordinator and now obviously as a head coach for a long time head coach there. So you mentioned the playoffs. They're just always well coached and always going to be a tough out regardless of what you do. And we've had a lot of close games with them. Some years they've been on a piece of paper way better and we've been able to beat them. And sometimes I thought we've been better and they've waxed us too. So it's a two-way street and they've done a really nice job. But I think the familiarity with Scott helps us a little bit, I would say, just because we kind of think we know what we're going to get, but he probably says the same thing about us, so it can go both ways. But it's been a fun rivalry, especially the proximity and right down the road. We recruited against them a lot. You know, I think there's a lot of mutual respect from the coaches, and it's a, you know, group of guys that we probably get along with. So it's it'd be a fun day, and we just need to go back. And like I said, it's just nothing more than, you know, putting the past in the past and get back to playing Beaver football, and that's just physical, flying around, playing it like a kid type of mentality.
And you've mentioned in the past making sure your team is ready to go as soon as they get off the bus. At least it's not a 7-hour bus ride this time around. It's a little bit shorter, so maybe the preparation for the game actually will start on the bus on the trip.
Yeah, you know, I think for us, it's just a byproduct of the week, and you got to have the process and enjoy it. And no excuses the way that we played at Upper Iowa. In fact, you know, outside again, we just kind of fell apart in the fourth quarter when I felt like we were in complete control of that game too. But you got to make your own breaks in life and in football, and we just didn't make enough of them the last 2 weeks. But our kids will be ready to go. There's no doubt in my mind, and this is big for us. We still want to make the Mineral Water Bowl. We know we have to win this week to be in the conversation next week, and that carrot's still out there. And you never know. Maybe there's a bunch of upsets and something crazy happens and you sneak back in the regional rankings. But for us, I mean, who cares right now about the postseason? Let's just try to find a way to get win number, whatever it's six, I guess, right now and get through this week.
Well, good luck today, Coach.
Appreciate it.
Head Coach Brent Bolte joining us on the pregame show. Starting lineups are next on the Beaver Radio Network.